You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. Decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now from the studios at Zolin Radio, KROJ 101.5. Here's your host, Saul Mejia.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome back to the show Business This Week on KROJ 101.5 FM in the beautiful Panorama City. One of the historic crazy things that happened this past weekend was the Lisa Marie Presley passed away. Yes, the daughter of Elvis Presley passed away. And what makes it even crazier is the fact that just 2 days before, she attended the Golden Globes on January 10th, 2023. Well, by January 12th, 2023, she already had passed away. And that changed our history, ladies and gentlemen. So that's why this episode is started with a song from Lisa Marie Presley. Also, I wanted to share with you guys the speech that Austin Butler gave at the Golden Globes. So, recently, Elvis has become popular once again, and people are listening to his music again due to the movie in which Austin Butler showed up as Elvis and as well for the passing away of Lisa Mary Presley. So to render tribute to Elvis Presley, I wanted to share with you guys as well my version of Suspicious Minds. This is a cover that I did a couple of years back. It was produced by my friend JC Plasencia, and it was remastered at our audio mastering by Mr. Rafael Ferrero. I hope you guys like this version of Suspicious Minds, and with that, I'm gonna go to our next musical break with the speech that Austin Butler gave away at the Golden Globes, as well as my version of Suspicious Minds. We'll be right back.
My boy, my boy. Woo! God. Oh, man. All my words are leaving me. I just am so grateful right now. I'm in this room full of my heroes. Brad, I love you. Quentin, I printed out the Pulp Fiction script when I was 12. I cannot believe I'm here right now. I just want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press for this honor. I want to also say to my fellow nominees, you have turned in the most beautiful, profound work, and I am so honored and proud to be listed among you. I owe this to a bold, visionary filmmaker who allowed me the experience to take risks, and I always knew I would be supported. Baz Luhrmann, I love you. Thank you for believing in me in those moments that I didn't even believe in myself. I'm so grateful to you. I also want to thank my dance partner, the greatest dance partner I could have ever hoped for, Mr. Tom Hanks. Thank you. I gotta thank Denzel Washington. Denzel, thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your generosity in championing me when you did not have to. I am so grateful for all eternity to you. I also want to thank our incredible producers and Warner Brothers and the Presley family. Thank you, guys. Thank you for opening your hearts, your memories, your home to me. Lisa Marie, Priscilla, I love you forever. You could at least play Suspicious Minds or something. So I also want to thank my family. My sister is here with me tonight, Ashley. I love you so much. I want to thank my dad who's watching at home. I want to thank my mom who I know is smiling down right now. Mama, I love you so much. Thank you for sacrificing so much for me. And lastly, Elvis Presley himself. You were an icon and a rebel, and I love you so much. Thank you. You are remembered, and I will never forget. Thank you.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can go together. Stops to say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I am. You can see the tears are real. I'm crying. Tears from your eyes.
And we're back. That was my cover of Suspicious Minds. I hope you guys like it. Please let me know when you have an opportunity. Send us a message or let us know through social media if you like my cover of Suspicious Minds. Our condolences to the Presley family, and our hearts are with the granddaughters of Elvis Presley. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today is about the unsung heroes. There are so many people in our community that actually do great things in the community. They work hard for our community, and they are the real people who make things happen. A lot of times we got all these nonprofits and all of these government institutions that are supposed to be helping the people, but in reality, they don't really do much many times. Work gets done in the community by volunteers and by people who actually don't mind not getting paid, but they still make things happen to our community. So today I want to take the time to actually say hello to Mr. Anthony Miranda, who is one of the people in the community who take the time to find different ways to support his community and provide for the needs of the people in our community. Those are the people that you don't hear about very often, that you're not going to find on social media. They don't take selfies. They don't do videos about the things that they do for this community. They just do. They're there for the community. They don't do it for credit. They don't do it to gain recognition. So I want to say thank you to Anthony Miranda for the work that you do in the community when nobody's watching, when there's no cameras, when there's no phones recording, but still working for our community. Thank you so much for everything that you do on behalf of Panorama City. I also want to take a minute to welcome to our community Wayne, who just moved from out of state into our community, and he's just trying to get by and trying to figure things out and how to start a new life in this crazy world, in this crazy community, in this crazy city. So we welcome you to the city of Los Angeles, and we welcome you back to the neighborhood, and we wish you all the best in the future. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere as this is just getting started. We'll be right back.
Hello, San Fernando Valley. This is Sal Rodriguez, the drummer from the group War. And I want to say congratulations to Business This Week with Saul on KROJ 101.5 FM. I wish you all the success, and please, once again, listen to 101.5 FM.
Drives a little slower. No. trip. Take a little trip. Take a little trip with me.
We're back, and we want to remind you that as we speak, the Panorama Mall is hosting meetings with the community to hear your input, for you to tell the developer what is it that you would like to see in the new Panorama Mall. They're going to demolish the Panorama Mall pretty soon, and they're going to build a brand new Panorama Mall. But before they do any of that, they want to get input from the community. So if you have an opportunity, please attend these meetings. They usually got refreshments and drinks, so it's worth the trip. So anyhow, if you would like to attend one of their meetings, the next one is on Saturday, January 28th, which is next week, 2023, at 11 a.m. at the Panorama Presbyterian Church. That is 14201 Roscoe Boulevard, Panorama City, California, 91402. They're going to be talking about the scale and density, the building heights, the massing, the dynamic retail, tenant mix, entrepreneurial and incubation programs, programming, youth engagement, and the landscaping. That's what they're going to be talking next week, Saturday, January 28th, 2023, at 11 a.m. at the Panorama Presbyterian Church. But if you missed that one, they got the next meeting. And the next meeting will take place on Wednesday, March 1st, 2023, at 6 p.m. at the Panorama City Branch Library. That is at the 14-345 Roscoe Boulevard, Panorama City, California, 91402. At this specific meeting, they're going to be talking about housing, affordability, accessibility, construction impact, parking, safety, and security at the new Panorama Mall. So if you'd like to get involved in the development of the new Panorama Mall, this is your opportunity. I hope you can join us. I personally going to be attending the one on Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. I hope I get the chance to see some of you there. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere. We still got a lot more to go.
Hi, everybody in the beautiful San Fernando Valley. This is your girl, Rebecca Valadez. And I want to say a huge congratulations to Business This Week with Saul on KROJ 101.5 FM. I just want to wish you all the success in the world. And please, please, everybody, keep your radio stations tuned to KROJ 101.5 FM. A nadie en este mundo yo
And we're back. And one of the surprises that we got this year is that Madonna. Madonna is going back on stage. She's going back and she's going to have a massive tour. And we can't wait to see it happen. Most of the new generations, most of the youth have never seen the impact, the power that such shows could have. I mean, when Madonna goes on tour, it's like seeing Michael Jackson on tour. She is the queen of pop, and she's about to prove it one more time with a massive, massive tour. So if you have an opportunity, if you're lucky enough, I hope you have the chance to attend some of those concerts. And she's certainly going to be playing at the SoFi Stadium right here in the city of Los Angeles. So get ready to hear a lot about Madonna during the 2023 year. Tickets are now on sale, so you can actually buy tickets to these concerts as we speak. So congratulations to Madonna, who at the age of 64 is still going strong, and she's about to make history once again with these concerts. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break, of course, with a hit from Madonna. We'll be right back.
Commercial-free hit music.
KROJ 101.5 FM.
back. And we want to invite the community to attend the swearing ceremony for our next California State Senator, Miss Caroline Mejibar. This event will take place next week on Saturday, January 28th at 10 a.m. in Sylmar. They will have refreshments, music, live art, and much, much more. You can make your reservation at bit.ly/menjivarjan28. And when you make your reservation, they will provide you with an address. So I hope you, some of you have the opportunity to attend and meet your new California State Senator from the 20th District, which is our district. So this is your opportunity to meet your new senator. Everybody's welcome. You are invited. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is your girl, Songwriting Shame. I'm here in sunny California's hot radio station, KROJ, 101.5 FM. I'm here with my dear friend and producer, Saul Mejia, wishing you and your loved ones a blessed day and reminding everyone to please love always. We care about you here at 101.5, so please keep shining.
Last week, we had the opportunity to attend the 120th anniversary of the Korean Americans immigrating to the United States. Also, the 20th anniversary of the Korean Americans in the United States. We were invited by the Korean community to be present at that ceremony, and it was a very successful event. We had such dignitaries as the California State Treasurer Fiona Ma, California State Senator Dave Min, Glendale City Mayor Ardy Kasakian, Los Angeles County Supervisor Catherine Barker, U.S. Representatives Jimmy Gomez and Michelle Steele, and many, many other more dignitaries. I want to thank Carla Silva and our Executive Vice President at the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Gabriel Avelar, for joining me at the table. So I want to say thank you to the Korean American Foundation of Los Angeles for inviting us to this prestigious event that took place at the Millennium Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles, which, by the way, they are also celebrating 100 years of existence, one of the most iconic hotels in the city of Los Angeles, and it was quite a beautiful dinner. So thank you so much for inviting us and making us part of this important event celebrating the Korean culture in our communities. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Noah Lee, the head monster, talking. And I want to say congratulations to Business This Week with Saul on KROJ 101.5 FM. I wish you all the success, and please listen to 101.5.
Turn up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it upside down.
And we're back. And we want to remind everybody that I know it may not seem like it, but we're still in the middle of the pandemic. We still got a pandemic going on and people are still getting sick. So if you feel like you're having a little bit of cough, a little bit of, flu or anything like that, don't risk it. Please get vaccinated. The Los Angeles County right now is offering free vaccines that includes the new booster for you to cover even all the new variants they have. Also, the Los Angeles County right now has free COVID tests that you can take home. So give them a call. Let them know you need some of those tests and they can provide you with the closest place where you can pick them up, or they can send them to your house and you will get free testing for you to take at home. But if you cannot wait for any of that, remember that also on the corner of Roscoe and Van Nuys, where the old CVS used to be in the bottom floor, right now they are providing free COVID testing. You don't even need to make an appointment. You can just walk right in and they will take care of you. So if you need to have some of those testing, please make sure that you visit that location or you call the Los Angeles County so they can send you some free testing at home. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Kenny Cetera of Chicago inviting you to join Saul Mejia and his team at Business This Week to their brand new home here at KROJ 101.5 FM in the San Fernando Valley. Please welcome Saul and give it up for Business This Week.
Somebody who'll always be there.
And we're back. And we want to remind everybody that on next week, January 28th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., our team is going to be at the San Fernando Outdoor Market Food Truck Vendor Block Party. So they will have food, music, live music, entertainment, and a lot more. If you ever attend one of these events, we guarantee you're going to love it. So our KROJ 101.5 FM team will be on site. And so if you guys want to meet some of the DJs on the radio station, or if you just want to stop by and say hello, we welcome you. This is a community event, and it takes place at 911 San Fernando Road, and is free to attend. 20 food options, 60 vendors, music, and classic cars. I hope we get to see some of you right there. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break. Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Well, I just like to compliment, because we know Saul, he's a great activist in our community, and I like to thank you publicly for everything you do. Some things we know you do, and some things we never know what you do for this community. So thank you very much for being a pillar, and most important, for motivating, I will talk about me, for motivating me and take action in the community and in what we do here, because this is where we live. This is where we feed our family off. You know, we cannot just be selfish and ask. Sometimes it is time to give. And Saul Mejia is one of those persons that will give, and he will not expect anything, I believe, anything in exchange. So whatever we can do to support Saul, I thank you all. And I thank Saul for dedicating most of his life to that community. So thank you very much, Saul. Yeah.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become. Thank you.
And we're back. But you know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. And unfortunately, today I am running out of time. But please remember to tune in every single Saturday to your show, Business This Week, on KROJ 101.5 in the beautiful San Fernando, right here in Panorama City, to get some of the information about what's going on in the community, advice on your business, and some of the interviews with some of the business leaders and business owners from our community. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate your support. Signing out from the studios at KROJ 101.5, yours truly, Saul Mejia.
Hello, San Fernando Valley.
This is Martin Blasek.
And Natasha Blasek
from Snowflakes.
And we're here to present to you one of our songs.
Please continue to listen to Business This Week
on KROJ 101.5 FM. Hello,
San Fernando Valley. I am here today to remind you to please visit our webpage, www.businessthisweek.us, and all of our social media to stay up to date with all the content that we are constantly posting for you. Information that is relevant to your business and our show. Have a wonderful weekend, and please listen to Business This Week on KROJ 101.5 FM. Reporting from Panorama City, Sophie Andrea.
Hello, San Fernando Valley. This is Smitty with United World Orchestra. I'm here to congratulate my friend Saul, and I want you guys all out there to listen to this show. He's an amazing friend, amazing soul, a humble being, and God bless you all for just being you. Thank you so much. On the other side of pain.
Blacks and browns to fear of a death. We got them broadcasting our very last breath. We got them spreading epidemic lies to terrorize the falsely accused victims, all for political cash prize. And whose demise? I'm seeing bloodshed in apocalyptic skies. I'm seeing the wise criminalized, betrayed by